Welcome to the Three Sad Bastards podcast. In this series, we're going to talk about audiophile and hi-fi topics that are probably interesting only to sad bastards like ourselves. We hope you enjoy it, because we definitely did. First ever Sad Bastards podcast. Sad Bastard 1, you'll never know who I am.
Sad Bastard 2, I'm Aris.
Sad Bastard 3, I'll tell you who the other two are.
That's not fair. Not funny. So what are we talking? We are here as three Sad Bastards to talk about shit and audio shit in particular. There you go.
That's pretty sad.
I said we're sad.
Why should we be interested in hi-fi?
Why should anyone be interested in hi-fi?
That's a very good question.
Why are you interested in the hi-fi?
SB1.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. We can't use that. The B has already been taken.
That's right. Copyright infringement already.
B1 and B2. That's pretty obvious. Everybody loves music, and you get to listen to music in your own house. Perfectly. Yeah, some more perfect than others.
Do you need a hi-fi system to absolutely listen to music? Is your enjoyment detracted from if you're listening to a subpar system?
Completely. It's like drinking bad wine. Why would you do it?
So yeah, I put the, you know, there's bad wine or bad sex and good sex sort of argument here, right?
We're going here already.
You still do it. Do you think you enjoy, this is an open question, do you think you enjoy music better the reproduction has got? And has your ideas changed over time?
Better reproduction is better.
I think I'm coming back down to, it actually doesn't matter that much. That a good music is good music, because you end up with a system that is superb at reproducing every little nuance that comes off the...
Every test track.
And you end up listening to test tracks.
No, I don't listen to test tracks. Anyone who listens to test track is beyond help. It's not a sad bastard. It's a dead bastard, basically. If anybody's listening and they're doing test track listening, you might as well tune out and just go kill yourself.
I don't condone that.
There's a trigger warning there, I think.
Yeah, I think so. If any of these concepts have found you in an unhappy place, call 1-300-SAD-BASTARDS.
There's an argument that there's a lot of really good music that's really badly recorded, and if you listen to it on your super high-end system, it'll sound really bad, and therefore you don't listen to it anymore, and that's quite sad that you're missing out on a whole bunch of music that you normally would love.
So I guess it comes back down to, why do you have the good equipment anyway? Is so you enjoy your music.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a deep question. Why do you have the good music? Is it just about the music?
No. Of course. No.
That's the sad bit about it.
That's the sad bit. The reason I love audiophile stuff, I reckon, is because I really, really like music, but I'm also a finicky sort of person who likes things to be kind of right. So I want the music to sound right. And also because I'm finicky, I like things to look good. So I like my cool-looking speakers. So, yeah, I love the music, primarily. Otherwise, I'd have no motivation to have a stereo. Two, and I'm also thingy about things. So I like thingy. I like things being right.
Is that an audiophile term? Thingy?
It should be.
Let's put it on the placeholder for consideration.
Right. That. We need to come back to thingy.
All right, I'm very fussy about things. I like...
Finicky.
And, so it brings all those elements of my personality together into one sort of sad bastard sort of thing, where I just love chasing hi-fi.
John says that he likes things just so. John, what does this remind you of?
For anyone who can't see the podcast, SB1 brought out a maraca to remind me of
your anal fixation.
One piece of music that lasted 5 seconds on a track that I didn't like anyway. I would never have listened to unless SB3 had brought it up. And I almost spent in the order of $2,000 to $4,000 to get rid of a track.
Six and a half was the top that I heard.
Yeah, to get so I didn't have to hear a track that I wouldn't have listened to. After a month of deliberating, I just deleted that track.
We came so close.
We tried really hard. We did try. So one of the joys of this hobby, if you like, is getting your mates to spend lots of money when they don't actually need to.
I think affliction is the right word. Affliction? Yeah. Call it an affliction.
That experience I went through, you know, that maraca moment, which just did my fucking head, I've got to say. And it almost cost me a lot of money when I could have just deleted the tracks.
We were so close, weren't we? Almost got it.
It's one of our extreme failures, SB2.
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in you and myself.
Hang on, you guys had a lot of victories over me over the years. Is that a common thing for you guys as well, where you've got fixated on something that's just not right?
Cables and that cable and the way they change the music.
Oh, we had to go there, right? Yeah, which cables are we talking about?
All
in particular?
Cables. All cables.
Come on, SB1.
All cables. Speaker cables, interconnects, power cables.
Oh, he said it, he went there.
He did.
And wait for it. My last bastion of hope, USB cables. I'm going to draw the line.
Seriously.
I'm drawing the line at Ethernet cables because I know better.
Yeah, so... Okay, so you've got fixated on things like cables. Right.
Well, you asked the question, and I hold on. I'll just say that when I played it out, and I asked my so-called sad bastard inmates to come and listen, speaker cables, they were dubious, and then I was proven correct. Interconnects, I was proven, but to a lesser extent. Now it's power cables, and I'm convinced, you guys. I reckon there's something wrong with your hearing because you need to get checked out.
My addiction is about, I don't know what it's about. It's about getting the funkiest looking gear.
Jeez, it comes from that now.
Ridiculous looking stuff.
Okay, funky, big, small. That's what I hear, Johnny.
SB1,
SB2, SB2.
Hang on, this is a bit of a revelation here because Trevor's come clean. This is
SB3.
Yeah, sorry, SB3 on a podcast. To millions of subscribers, has just come clean on his real driver for music.
No. It's not quite that simple. It's always a bit more complicated. It's about knowing and understanding what my biases are. Ultimately, it's about very good reproduction music.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also knowing that when I've got a ridiculously inaccurate valve amp,
As you do.
As well as a ridiculously accurate class D amp and a ridiculously accurate class AB amp.
And a ridiculously inaccurate speaker system.
Speaker system that if you look at... I've never seen measurements of my exact system, but if you look at measurements of other versions, other models of the avant-garde, they are horrible. Hmm. Really are horrible.
That surprises me.
Yeah. and measurements of panel speakers are really, really nice.
Limited?
If you're in that tiny, tiny...
0.01 of an inch.
A micron. But the moment you go off axis, they're an absolute disaster. So
what is good? Really? What is hi-fi? If it's just purely preference, then my wife...
Your wife? Did you say?
SB1.1... that's not right. Whatever. -2. Listens to AM radio and just is. It's all about the content.
So we've come back to where we started.
Yeah, but she's not a sad bastard.
So
if you're the person that listens to AM radio for content, you're not the listener for this.
In that use case, but if you go home, turn on your $X,000 system or whatever high fidelity system, and enjoy it and. Whatever. So I think we've got to define what a sad bastard is, because otherwise we're going to get round and round in circles. I think a sad bastard is someone who continually searches for audio nirvana. On that definition, SB2, you are not done yet on your hi-fi journey.
Fuck no, of course not. Actually,
we have that on record.
We can edit that out.
And SB2?
I'm done.
SB3?
Oh, you're not. You just...
a blatant lie on record.
2 weeks ago, you bought a new amplifier.
Yeah, now I'm done.
So I'm,
this is the last time.
I'm approaching infinity where I'm now tweaking cables, so I'm not done yet either.
No, you will. You go, yeah, you know what? Those amplifiers, they're not bad, but the Karen's so much better. You're the only person here with a summer...
Thank you.
You're the only person here with a summer amp and a winter amp.
I think everyone should have a summer and a winter amp. And an all-year-round amp.
Hold on, aren't you selling your winter amp?
Yeah.
So you're, not, so you're not going to have a summer amp?
No. When they sell, I won't have
But global warming, you don't need a winter amp anymore.
That's just... okay. All right.
If anyone who's interested, we're sitting in Australia, so winter isn't that bad. But if you're in the Northern Hemisphere and you get a cold winter, get a valve amp.
Get a valve amp.
Summer's not bad unless it burns your hi-fi equipment to a crisp.
Or makes it so hot that you can't actually sit inside and...
That you're not actually allowed to turn your valve amp on.
No,
on
a total fire band. On a total fire band, it's not allowed.
No, it's not. Part of the warning.
I guess we've almost come to the end, and let's recap. We've defined what Sad Bastards are. Yeah. We've defined sort of a bit of a stab at hi-fi. A teaser about what we're going to talk about for the next 4,000 episodes.
Yeah. Do we have any idea?
No.
Power cables. Do they make a difference? That's one topic.
Yeah.
What's your pet topic, SB3?
My pet topic is... I don't know. You have to come back to me.
Okay. SB2?
Yeah, that's a tough one for me because I don't have speaker cables.
What are you fixated on right now? Let me ask you another question because I'm fixated on power cables.
Okay, right? What I'm fixated on now is the difference between Class D and Class AB.
That's easy to solve.
No, because I think there's a conversation to be had.
Oh, dear listeners, you're in for a treat next week.
Not for fuck's sake. All right, look, let's just give a bit of a rundown of our audio selves. Something which is
we're talking about the gear that we've got or gear, the gear that we've
philosophy
lost.
No, that's a future Maiden episode. A future don't give it away. SB3. Maybe we should a bit about your mentality, your frame of mind, what you believe, what you're passionate about, what vexed you now.
So my
and what you don't believe in if you're categorically axiomatic or a positionalist, as I like to call them.
That's a lot of stuff to cover in 20 seconds.
No, in four words or less.
Everything matters.
SB3, I'll give and you 50 words. Go on. Anything.
So, to me, a system has to speak to me emotionally. So, I've bought my current horn speakers. There you go. Based on having heard them in a completely different system and going, fuck me, these sound good. Amazing. So
I still hate you for buying the speakers and not having
them. That's another story.
Yeah.
Things, hi-fi things we've done to each other that we hate each other for.
And not we'll hate.
Continue to hold a grudge.
No, hate. I think
that's... Resent is a good word.
I think it's hate.
I was pretty angry with Trevor.
John, it's the first time I've ever seen you being angry with me.
SB2 SB2 and 3 were almost going to come to fisticuffs.
Anyway, sorry. SB3, you were saying about your...
So it's about an emotional connection, but there's a contradiction there because I think I'm a rational positionalist and I don't...
We made that word up, by the way.
Rational, yeah.
No, positionalist.
and I don't think... I think... All of the stuff like cables and DACs and amps, even to some extent, make far less difference.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
How dare you? How very dare you?
How dare I, indeed. So that's me.
Them are fighting words. Contradiction. They are fighting words.
It's a contradiction.
Yeah, well. All right, so I'm next in line. So
that's you, SB2.
Two.
I am a... empiricist, so I like being able to measure stuff. I believe reproduction should be perfect, but I also accept that I actually don't know how to measure something that tells me I actually really like it, because I've had lots of gear which measures really, really well, and I've come out and gone, actually don't like it. But in principle, I want a amplifying wire, introduces no distortion, etc. The kind of gear I have now, I have a key system. So I have 6 drivers per speaker, essentially a computer which plays music. The reproduction is awesome, not without limitations, but just fantastic. And to be honest, I'm still slightly unhappy with it because it's not quite as emotionally engaging as I would like, which is really weird.
And it's not big enough.
But it's cool because it's white. It looks like a stormtrooper in my bedroom, in my study.
Your bedroom? Oh,
that is sorry, I'm giving that away.
So yes. John really... SB2.
We're going to have a lot of energy.
A stormtrooper in his bedroom.
Yeah, my wife and I are into cosplay.
That's it.
I think first and foremost, I have to absolutely experience a difference for me to believe that it's there. And I think there has to be a quantification somehow to say, I hear this. Otherwise, and if you can't convince somebody else that it's there, it's either probably not there or there's something wrong with them.
So, SB1 was looking at SB3 at this point.
So yeah, I'm a little bit contradictory, but on the other hand, there's a delicate balance, and I think generally that the number one difference between an empiricist like SB2 and a positionalist like SB3 is that I'm always right.
Excellent. Well, on that note, maybe we should wrap it up.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up. We're almost done. Next week, we're going to talk about entry level systems. How's that?
Okay, I can talk about entry level systems
because you've got one.
On that note,
on that bombshell. Okay.